Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we're going to talk about a subject that I don't know if many people know this, but I'm kind of a comic book nerd. I keep it pretty close to the vest. I don't really talk about it too much. But right now, I have the co-founders of the Little Apple Comic Expo, Joshua and Allie Smith. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, it's great to have you. It's time. We're a day away.
Right.
A couple days away.
It's scary.
Yeah, right now I'm kind of like zoned out into like final touches mode.
Well, it's the third. Is this the third year now?
Yep.
This is our third year. Yes.
Right. And again, just a little housekeeping. Little Apple Comic Expo will be starts at Friday or Saturday.
Yep. Saturday. From 10 to 6.
It'll be in the K-State Student Union on second floor, I believe.
We take over the whole second floor right over top of the food courts.
It'll be easy to find.
So. We're taking over the courtyard down on the, first floor. The union's so confusing. It's the first floor. We're going to have sword fighting going on all day, so that's going to draw some attention to upstairs.
Yeah, follow the guys in armor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember talking with you both when you first started this comic expo 3 years ago. Had it at the Manhattan Town Center that first year. And I understand maybe again?
Oh, we're going to the conference center on next year, 2019. Okay. Absolutely.
We couldn't find 2 days where we could get the entire conference center for the last 3 years, but we finally nailed down dates for 2019, so we will be back.
And I remember talking to you before that first one and just kind of what the expectations were, you know, not sure like what the turnout would be, and I remember you were pretty blown away by that turnout.
Holy man, that was crazy.
Way more than you expected.
Our break-even number, we just wanted 500 people. We really just wanted to do this to kind of have something for the comic nerds and pop culture fans of Fort Riley and Manhattan. And we had 2,000-ish people that first
and
year.
And that's not counting the kids, because we didn't give passes to the kids. They were all free.
Since children are free, we don't count those wristbands. So we actually don't know how many people we've had, because we only count the people who bought tickets. And we were close to 2,000 the first year, and we've kind of hovered around that number. But we always have so many kids on the floor, too. Mm-hmm. It's a great family event.
And I understand with this year that there is a opportunity for folks to lessen their ticket price a little bit if you bring a can of food, I believe.
Oh, yeah. My friend Jamie actually does the Casey Zombie Walk every year, and she raises either money or food for the Casey Pantry for the homeless and stuff like that. And so we decided to help her out as we could. And so if you bring in a can of food per ticket, you get $2 off either your student military pass or your general admission pass.
Yep. And standard tickets are $10, so it could be $8 if you bring in a can of food. And students and military, it's $7 or $5 if you bring us a can of food.
Yep.
Again, Brady Bowman here with Josh and Allie Smith, co-founders of the Little Apple Comic Expo in its third year. That'll be Saturday starting at, what was that?
10 a.m.
10 a.m., that's what I thought, at the K-State Student Union second floor. And everybody thinks about comic conventions and stuff like that and really kind of think in comic book terms, but it really is more than that. Mm-hmm. It's more than just comic books and just the way comic book culture is really just taken over the mainstream. It encompasses so much now.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we just, the Oscars just this weekend, and how many people did you see there that were out of Black Panther, which is, of course, a cultural phenomenon right now. And comic book culture is a thing now. And it's fun for me, somebody who grew up, it was nerdy when I was 8 years
Guilty
old.
Guilty as charged.
Right? There we go. I'm glad we've got that in common. when I was 8, you know, I've been doing this for 27 years, and it wasn't cool in the third grade, but they're cool now. So you just stick with it, kids.
and Allie, what do you think? Is it just the movies, or is it more than that that's really kind of spurred that mainstream acceptance?
I feel like now there's with cosplay and it's on TV and people getting involved in dressing up in any character they want and expressing themselves is a big deal now. I feel like the generations now are very artistic and they want to express themselves, and this was a good thing to just latch on to, if it be movies, writing, drawing it, wearing the fashion, everything. It's just, it's amazing.
And it really is just kind of the mainstream just is accepted in so many ways. I see you got your purse here, and that's Captain Marvel, right?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone calls it Wonder Woman, but it's definitely Captain Marvel.
Same colors, but yeah, definitely yes. Captain Marvel. And Wonder Woman, again, that's another thing.
Another one, exactly.
It's always been popular, but now since that movie came out, it had great reviews, probably one of DC's better
attempts. Definitely.
You ask me, they're still kind of losing the fight in the movie.
That is a whole discussion. I don't think we have enough time for that one, but yeah.
Yeah, we're going to figure out Marvel versus DC right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, in that case, no, I agree with you completely. Though I will say this, I'm going to throw this out there. I like Justice League.
I just saw Justice League a little bit ago, and I was kind of disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
Fair enough.
You know, it's kind of, they're still figuring stuff out.
Oh, very much so.
With all that. You mentioned cosplay. There's also a lot of authors and a lot of writers that also come to these.
I cannot believe how many authors there are in just our area. Like, it just blows my mind. There's one author that we didn't know, but she's Supergirl's sister, Melissa Benoist's sister. She's going to be at our show, The Sister, not Melissa. And she's an author. She writes books.
Yeah. Coming from Council Grove. I mean, it's, we have so many more than we normally do this year, which is they've kind of come out of the woodwork. I guess we're a good show for, you know, authors to push your literature, which makes me very happy because I love to read
books.
And there's of course the chance to meet with these creators and artists, and I think Andy Parks is probably one of the more well-known ones. Is he coming back this year?
Always. Andy is one of our greatest cheerleaders in the comic book community. We love the guy.
And Kansas guy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very much a Kansas guy. I mean, all of his best stuff, in my opinion, all of his creator-owned stuff, which is all Kansas-based. And he's just a wonderful person who's kind of helped us get some other guests. Like this year we have Andy Kuhn, who is a current artist on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Also co-created Fire Breather, which is an Emmy-winning cartoon from a few years ago. But that was because Andy Parks was a good friend of his and said, hey, why don't you come on down to Manhattan, Kansas? And so he's helped us bring in some guests, which has been great.
And I believe Andy's out of Hayes, isn't that right?
No. Up near Kansas City, I think.
He's in Lawrence, south of Lawrence, Baldwin.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's had a good run at some times. He's illustrated for some big books.
Oh, he's currently, I believe, doing inking Batman, on Batman Beyond. Yeah. So he's working on a Batman book right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's
very key.
And before that, he did Green Arrow with Kevin Smith. When Kevin Smith was writing Green Arrow, he was the anchor on it. Yep. And he just did a Vertigo book that I really liked, Slash and Burn, which was pretty fun. And then again, some just great creator-owned stuff. Capote in Kansas, which is just a seminal graphic novel. Great guy.
And you also have folks that, again, come in and talk and introduce themselves in a lot of different new ways. Also, got a lot of classic toys too.
Oh,
and action figures, which I still kind of try to collect some of those too, like, you know, of course Star Wars toys, but we're not talking new stuff. I mean, we're talking stuff from like the 80s, your classic stuff, memories for folks.
Those are the good ones, man. I mean the new stuff might be cool with the neat articulation and stuff, but I want the ones that I remember from when I was five, you know. And luckily that's what we have, a ton of toy vendors that bring some really neat, just kind of time capsule-esque.
Kind Their of, whole booth's a time capsule.
It is. It really is. And one of my favorite things to do is, I can't early in the day, but about halfway through our show, I just like to wander the floor and just look at all the neat stuff that people have brought in. So.
And there's just so much diversity of stuff. I mean, that's what always blows me away about these things. It's just, there really is a little something for everybody.
Yep.
Without question.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. I'm so scared of how much money I'm going to spend this week. We'll come back and talk more in focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop. Shop.